Cuts to women's services cost. Liv's open letter to Labour leadership candidates: commit now to end the destruction of domestic violence services and refuges. Women's lives matter statement: women cannot wait. In 2018, 173 people were killed in domestic violence-related homicides, an increase of 32 deaths on 2017 and an average of more than 3 murders a week. Refuges and domestic violence services can offer the chance to escape, but these vital lifelines are being cut off. Even this AMA is extremely limited, and an inadequate domestic violence bill has been stalled. We need you to commit now, to stand up for women's lives, to say women's lives matter. Please sign this pledge, and give confidence to all those fighting for the services women need. 60% of those seeking a refuge are unable to be housed, most commonly due to lack of space. 1 in 4 domestic abuse refuges have lost all government money for therapeutic support. State funding is at its lowest ever levels. The number of support groups available fell by a fifth in the year to May 2018. We need action now. And councils have power. We call on Labour councils to reject the Tory cuts that deny women these essential life-saving services and to refuse to make the cuts to this funding. Women's Lives Matter calls on Labour councils to set budgets based on need, using their reserves and borrowing powers to fund them, and launch a fight for the billions stolen by Tory governments from the services women in domestic violence and abuse situations require. A clear pledge from you would give confidence to those Labour councillors who really want to defend women. Therefore we, the undersigned, call on you, the Labour leadership and deputy leadership candidates, to demand that Labour councils take a stand, refuse to make cuts and fight for the money the Tories have stolen from our councils. This is urgent. Let's act now to defend women's lives. You can sign the pledge here forms.glaweblink.com.